Another person who's in studio with us is Mike Antrim. And Mike, you're the CEO of Marvel Apps, which is located in suburban Detroit. And you've developed, among the other games we've been talking about, you developed something that is kind of a combination of, it looks like an economic incentive program for the towns that you're in, and it also a health device, which is your Carrot app. And it's available, by the way, on the Apple Store. And it's also available on Google Play, I'm going to guess, as well.
That's correct.
Android and iOS platforms. Talk a little bit about what Carrot is.
Well, Carrot is a health mobile app that rewards you financially for being active. So what we do is we tap into your phone's pedometer system mm-hmm. at a low level, and we start recording your points. For every single step you take, you get one reward point. And what we say is for every 10,000 reward points, a Carrot merchant should give you about a dollar's worth of value at their store. So in Royal Oak, that's about the epicenter of all of our merchants. We have 235 merchants. There's about 80 or so in Royal Oak. The Rock on 3rd will give you, you know, at one time they gave you a free lunch with 20,000 steps. So about 8 miles of walking, you get a free lunch.
You would figure, 10,000 steps, isn't it? The goal, generally speaking, per day, I think, that medically they're saying?
Correct. We modeled it after that. So we looked at all the different health systems out there and the providers. They provide a benefit when you, a health benefit in reducing your healthcare costs or premiums by, $200 if you average about 10,000 steps a day.
Right.
And if you were to do that over a 13-week period, they would see a decline in health premiums.
So I walk 8 miles, I get a free lunch?
That's correct.
Do I get dessert with that?
Well, you know.
Carrots.
Just carrots. I see. Carrot cake. I can do carrot cake.
Yeah.
There's so much carrot cake I eat nowadays just because of the nature of the business. It's unbelievable. So it's a lot of fun. We did games, and it was fun, talking about games. I always forgot. That's why we started the business, is to do these games, and now we're helping other merchants out now with the Carrot app and the Beacon. So it's a lot of fun. At Zumba's Mexican Grill, you get a free burrito, I believe, with 10,000 steps.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. Now, I happen to live in Royal Oak, by the way, so I'm working on this one right now. And I have an iPhone 6 Plus, which has the health app on it, and that means that and my wife has she has a Windows phone, the 1520. Shane, I'm pointing to you.
Yeah.
They can't hear that on the radio or
see
it. But anyway, the 15, it's a Windows phone.
Yep.
That will calculate her.
It's a big Windows phone.
It is a big one. Yes, yeah. It is. But it'll calculate her steps as well. Now, you don't have a Windows phone, I don't think, tied into this yet.
No, not yet. It's in the works. We did Apple first, and now we did
obviously,
Android. Yep. 3 weeks ago, we launched Android,
cool.
And now we're ready for a Windows phone.
So basically, if you have either one of the later model iPhones or a later model
A 4S and above.
We'll okay, work on a 4S iPhone. And above, and with Android?
Android, you need to have a Lollipop at least.
Lollipop?
Which is a version 5.0 or 5X.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, one of those ones that records, has a gyroscope in it, will be recording your movement, et cetera. Okay. So then I know that when I turn on the app here, it will show how many steps I've taken. This one doesn't show anything right now because I have to guess. Oh, no, I have 20,000 steps. Oh, I have 20,000 points here.
Yes.
I should go walking in downtown Royal Oak and see what goes on.
Absolutely.
Because the other part of this is that the iBeacon?
Correct. The way we
talk about what that is.
Sure. So we combine it. We try to make it easy for our merchants to attract or to get their message out to their customers, potential customers that have Carrot. And what they do is they plug in this beacon. It looks like a little carrot, right?
I love it.
And you plug it in. And
we will take a picture of this, folks, and put it on the homepage so you can see it.
And it sends out a signal to the app up to about 200 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And as you walk in front of this store or restaurant, it'll send the message that they're trying to send out there. So
okay, so it'll let you know that there's an advantage. You can step in there, for instance, into one of the stores, and like Zumba's, for instance, in Royal Oak. And when you get there, it will, then let you know that you've got that burrito.
Correct. It'll be a message right on your lock screen. We don't alert you. It just shows up on your lock screen.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, so you don't get inundated with a bunch of messages. So if you walk down Main Street and hit all 25 stores, you only get one message that makes sense to you at that moment. So,
oh, I gotcha.
So you don't
based
get
on where
spam.
You're at. Correct. Yeah.
And this is neat because the iBeacon, folks, what's kind of interesting is you just plug it into the wall and it is a low power Bluetooth. Am I right?
Right.
That's what that
that's
is.
BLE.
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, we're all learning then. I get
the
iBeacons.
Yes, it's called BLE, which is Bluetooth Low Energy. So it's based on the 4.0 spec of Bluetooth. And so what that does is you save a ton of energy so you don't run your battery or drain your battery on your phone.
Yeah, But it's out there kind of broadcasting as you walk by within a safe distance of the thing. It's letting you know something special here. How do you get merchants to do this kind of thing? What's their involvement in this?
So their involvement is to attract people into their store in a different manner, in actually rewarding them to be healthy versus typically what they've found over the years is it's not necessarily that a 20% off or a free discount actually attracts people into their store. Mm-hmm. Typically what they're seeing is if your friend or if someone you know personally know likes that store, a person is more inclined to visit a new store.
Of course,
just from that. And that's what we provide as an initial message. We say, as you walk in front of this store, 10 of your friends like this store.
Oh, right? I got you.
And then from there, as you swipe on the message, it'll just pop up. It doesn't go to the app. It just shows up on your lock screen. And it will then show you what their deal is, whether it be 20,000 points gets you a free lunch.
Wow. How long has this been going on now?
We've been at this for about 20 weeks now. So we have over 230 merchants signed on. So we're growing as a company, and it's very exciting.
Is it kind of like a word of mouth kind of thing spreading among the business community as well?
It is right now. You know, we've grown from 4 people starting January 1st to 8 now. So, we're getting a lot of people on the streets and, you know, we're working towards our business plan. You know, I was part of this 10,000 Small Business Program in Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program in Detroit last year. And that's what helped develop my plan to market.
Talk a little bit about that. That's kind of neat.
It's an absolutely great, phenomenal program. It helped focus me as a business to grow my company from 2 people to 20 in 2 years. So we're on that trajectory right now.
And what's kind of neat, too, in Royal Oak, and I have to brag a little bit about the city, is that it is becoming a mecca. It's becoming a center for lots of little entrepreneurial businesses like yours.
It's a lot of fun. In my building right now, there's about 26 creatives in that building.
It's a
small incubator, right, downtown Royal Oak.
Yeah, and you kind of feed off of one another?
Absolutely, yeah. We do. We, you know, one of the companies helped develop some of the hardware that I had in here, and
I love it. By the way, folks, I got to describe this thing. It's like, you know, if you would plug this thing into the wall, it has this cute little top on it with like a carrot top, and it's got an orange body on it, so it looks like a carrot when you put the thing in the wall. I love it, and that is the beacon.
That's correct. Yeah, that green thing is really the antenna. It acts as the antenna, and it basically is this USB plug. Right?
I love it.
And it plugs into an orange-colored iPhone charger, right?
So, I love it.
The idea is it's
genius.
Really marketing, right?
Genius.
It's like, hey, people know you have carrot when they see
it. And this. I understand, in terms of business investments in this thing, it's pretty low investment as well for the business.
It's $2 a day for a business to do unlimited deals and coupons and messaging.
A burrito a day keeps the... I don't know.
It's less than a coffee a day. It's less than a coffee a day.
There you go, a coffee a day. That is absolutely fascinating. So it's kind of like, it's interesting because we've been talking about gaming, and it's almost like there's a gaming aspect to this too, isn't there?
There is. It is... It's trying to get you healthy. It's trying to get you active out there. So you don't have to have the app running or in the background or anything like that. You just had to have downloaded the app and signed in. You can sign in using Facebook or you can sign in anonymously. And all your data that you get, you know, as you pass different stores, it's stored on your phone. And that's one of the things that we developed. It took over a year to develop this. So we really looked at, you know, the whole NSA and Big Brother looking at watching you.
Right, privacy concerns are very
important. It was a huge concern of ours when we were building and architecting this platform for people.
You know,
but people don't have to worry about something like that, right?
this week alone, Facebook announced that they're going to be doing this.
Yes, Facebook actually has announced they announced to use beacons. They're handing out free beacons to a bunch of merchants that are out there.
Now talk about being inundated in spam and ads, Facebook's going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is a great way not to have that happen. Yeah. Mike Unterin is with us. He's CEO of Marvel Apps, and we're talking about his Carrot app. You can go to our homepage, internetadvisor.net, and you'll find about the Gamers Outreach with Zach Weigel, and you'll also see more about the games and about Carrot itself and how you can download it absolutely free on our homepage, internetadvisor.net.